Today I wanted to talk to you about why influencing yourself matters so much. So I teach people about influence, and a lot of people want to learn how to influence. They want to be able to have a bigger impact on the world. But I think when a lot of people think about influence, they don't instantly think deeply about influencing themselves. And there's a number of reasons why influencing yourself is so important if you're seeking to influence others. The first one is just that you can understand the subject of influence more if you understand how you yourself are influenced. So you may be a person who thinks that other people are influenced in a different way to you, and that might be true. But it's more likely that, at least in some ways, we're all influenced in ways that we don't expect or maybe aren't that happy about. So for example, I see myself as a person who, compared to the average, isn't very influenced by adverts. I'm not a hugely material person, and if I want to buy something, I generally buy it based on other factors like the cost when I find it. I'm not very seduced by particular brands. I'm not very seduced by having the latest thing, I think, compared to other people. But I'm sure that advertising has affected me in all sorts of ways. I'm sure there are some brands that I look for, there are some brands that I see as superior to other brands only because of advertising and the advertising that I've seen throughout my life, the advertising that would have conditioned me before I was consciously aware of it, I was too young to think what advertising was, etc., etc. So there's lots of ways in which I could be influenced that I've never really thought about. And there's lots of things that, if I want to understand how to influence other people, I need to think about how those things might affect them and how those things already affect me. The second thing that I think it's useful to think about how you're influenced is that if you want to influence other people, it really helps to do deep work on yourself. And this is for two reasons, two main reasons I can see. The first one is that you need to find out what it is that you're really about. What is it that you want to focus on? What is it that you like to do? How is it that you'd like to influence people? So you need to learn about what makes you tick before you can learn what makes other people tick and try to influence them. And the second reason why working yourself out and doing some deep work on yourself is so important is because imagine one day you did get all the influence you wanted. Unless you've done some work on yourself, you wouldn't really know what to do with it. And I think there are some very ambitious and otherwise talented and brilliant people who perhaps don't do that deep work on themselves, don't think about what they're going to do with the world, build up themselves up in their careers, but get to a position of influence and either don't know what to do with it or use it for ill. And maybe don't use it for ill because they particularly wanted to, as in they set out to do that, or they're an inherently evil person or something, but just because they didn't manage that influence properly. They didn't think about the impact they'd have on other people. They didn't think what message they wanted to share with the world. And they hadn't developed that during the period of them not having influence. And the third reason that I'd like to mention to you about why it's so important to do the influence work on yourself is that as soon as you start looking into what things influence you, you'll have a better idea of how to influence other people. So one example might be that you might think to yourself, well, I'm not really influenced by advertising and I tend to not read very much news, maybe because you find it depressing, or maybe you're too busy, or maybe there just isn't a newspaper that you regularly read that you like. And you might think these things aren't important, but what you might think is important to you, for example, and this is just one among many examples, is the opinions of other people that you trust. Say people who are close to you, people you look up to in your wider professional circle. Maybe you consider their opinions about things much more important than you would if you read a journalist saying it, a politician saying it, a business leader saying it. If it was someone you actually connected to in some small way, maybe that meant something to you. But if that means something to you, then you need to think about how that will mean something to somebody else too. So what that means is that you might want to think about how you can get people to hear about you through word of mouth. Rather than promoting yourself through the media, for example, what might work well for you and your business, and what might sit well with you, is to influence people by word of mouth, to serve people one client and one customer at a time, to have lots of in-depth conversations and really learn what makes people tick. But that might be a way that you can really reach out to the people, build your tribe, and make enough money for your business. So in that example, you're basically learning from what influences you to help you think about what potentially could influence other people. But remember, what influences you might not be what influences the audience that you want to get to. So it helps if you can think about how you're similar to the people you're trying to get to, perhaps how you're distinct, and also how each of them is distinct from each other. Distinct from each other might be that you need to employ a range of approaches and try a range of techniques to get to your customers and clients. So those are a few key ways about how I think that learning how to influence yourself and what influence means to you as an individual really matters on your quest to have more influence and to make a bigger impact on the world.